Light flares in a night sky behind towering dark icy cliffs with peaks like pointed turrets. Daylight bathes the cliffs rising up from a flat calm sea. Green letters appear. Disney Nature. A view soars over snow-covered mountaintops under clear blue skies.
Antarctica, the coldest, windiest place on our planet.
Hills and valleys blanketed in pure white snow reflect the bright sunshine.
Half of the year, there's total darkness. The sun doesn't rise at all.
Jagged rocky peaks, dusted in white, fill the view.
For the most part, it's completely devoid of life. But each spring, that changes.
A penguin appears, waddling across the tundra on pink-webbed feet, his head, back, and tail jet black, but his belly and the underside of his flipper-like wings bright white. He slips a little on the icy surface. The bird drops briefly onto his plump belly and pushes himself along with his feet. He stumbles. The penguin's pear-shaped little body sways from side to side as he totters along.
Meet Steve.
Steve slips, but manages not to fall.
2 feet tall and 15 pounds of freewheeling Adelie penguin.
He continues on, his tail feathers dragging along the snow behind him.
As a 5-year-old male coming of age, he's going to be facing some serious obstacles in the months ahead. But not to worry. Obstacle is Steve's middle name.
He loses his footing again, but stays upright and trudges onward. As he crosses an icy plain, the sun gleaming just above the distant horizon, magenta letters pop up from the snow in Steve's wake, spelling out penguins. Above that, text appears, reading Disney Nature. Now, he stumbles down an uneven, slippery hillside.
Although Steve's made this trek before, in previous years, he was mostly just along for the ride. But he's not that same carefree kid anymore. This year, he'll be joining adult society. He has no clue what he's getting into. All he knows is he's running late.
A bird's eye view shows dozens of penguins waddling across the tundra, their long shadows stretched out before them. Most of them shuffle along with their wings outstretched for balance.
All the other experienced males in Steve's colony are way ahead of him on a 100-mile annual journey across sea and ice to Antarctica's rugged shores. They're returning home in advance of the females to set up camp for the mating season. And they number in the millions.
Now, a soaring view reveals hundreds of penguins as far as the eye can see, all heading in roughly the same direction. Their dark backs stand out in stark contrast against the pale snow as hordes of them waddle determinedly forward. Some march along in single file, wending their way between icy outcroppings.
Adelie spend the entire winter out in the Southern Ocean. But now that spring has arrived, they're seeking dry land. Because dry land is the only place they can start a family.
Several of them make their way through a little tunnel below a thick slab of ice.
And it's not just any old patch of land they're heading to. They're returning to the place they were born.
Reaching a little slope, a few penguins skate expertly down it. Then a smaller one tries and loses his balance.
Their only job is to find a good place to set up a home, raise their chicks, and then head back to the sea again before winter.
Another fellow takes a tumble. The cavalcade of penguins nears a hilly area featuring patches of bare earth free of snow.
It's a monumental polar expedition that favors the early bird.
Steve trots forward on his stubby legs.
And Steve is the last one to the party.
A much larger penguin with orange and yellow markings around the neck and a downward curving beak trudges past. Stopping, Steve turns to look at it.
Wait, what? Oh, no. No.
He continues onward.
Emperor penguins. Entirely wrong species.
Steve waddles past more emperor penguins who tower over him. Emperor penguin chicks covered in gray down cluster together, their head marking looking like little medieval knight nasal helmets.
Hey, any of you seen 500,000 penguins about my height? Similar build? No? Okay.
Steve heads off, stopping before something unseen on the ground before him.
Aha! An obstacle.
He jumps.
Yeah. Yes.
He slips. Steve wends his way around the large emperor penguins, then steps up to one.
Hey there, I'm looking for... I don't know what that means. I'm gonna go over here, talk to someone else.
He walks past one of the chicks.
Just trying to ask a question.
Steve turns.
Excuse me? Do we know each... Actually, it's Steve with a T... Okay.
Now he pokes a sleeping chick who's much larger than he is.
Hey, kid, wake up. Have you seen a colony? Ow! Dude, I'm just asking you. Ow, stop that.
The chick swats him.
Ow, ow, stop, ow.
The slapper trots off and Steve shakes his head.
I just got beat up by a baby. This is not going well.
He continues working his way through the colony of emperor penguins.
Please, anyone.
One of the huge birds turns its head and Steve starts flapping his wings.
Yeah, uncomfortable. Okay, not panicking. This is crazy.
Whoa! He slips.
I'm good. All good. This is just a bad dream.
He rushes past the emperors.
Oh, hey, there they are. Guys, wait up.
He spots some Adelie penguins in the distance.
Guys!
He catches up with them in the hilly area featuring patches of bare earth.
Finally, Steve has reached his destination, the big city. It's a tough place for a first-timer.
Penguins battle, their eyes wide.
Everyone's just arrived, and they're all fighting for their own little patch of ice-free rock.
Four penguins face off, their beaks open.
And young newcomers like Steve need to watch their step.
Condensation rises up from a penguin who opens his eyes briefly, then closes them again. Steve trots up a slope. He almost collides with another penguin heading downhill.
First order of business? Find a nice quiet nesting spot to call his own.
Steve makes his way higher, sticking to the snow-covered parts of the hill as the other penguins cluster in the snow-free areas. Now he waddles up a rocky slope to join others near the crest.
Even though he was born here, Steve's never had to stake out his own place before. But it shouldn't be that hard to find a good spot, right?
A view shows hillsides packed with male penguins as snow drifts past. Steve works his way through the crowd.
Hey, fellas, what's up? New in town, just looking for a good nesting spot. So, you hear of anything?
Mm-hmm. One penguin nips at him.
Ouch! Please don't bite me. Thank you. Ouch. The older, more experienced males have held these prime nesting spots for years. And they will protect their turf with their lives.
Two birds battle fiercely. Another joins in briefly, and feathers fly as they lash out with their beaks and slap with their wings. One penguin tumbles onto his back. As the wide-eyed combatants scuffle, torn-out feathers dangle from the ends of their beaks. The fight rages on, one bird pushing his way on top of another, both their wings flailing as they struggle. The pinned male squirms free and dashes off with the other one right on his tail.
Staying calm. Not panicking. Not panicking.
Steve tries to evade the pursuing bird. He zigs and zags, but the other penguin keeps up.
Right, I'm sorry.
The bird catches him, attacking with his beak and shoving Steve down the hill. Shaking his head, Steve glances around.
Well, that was, competitive.
He flaps his wings.
All right, next challenge.
Steve waddles off. The massive colony of penguins fills the view, stretching off into the distance.
There's only one thing more precious to an Adelie penguin than exposed ground.
Steve picks up a little stone.
Stones.
He carries it past some other males.
There's not really anything else to collect here. They use the stones to build their nests. Each one raises the nest a little bit higher off the ground, making sure their eggs will be protected from the cold snow.
He drops the stone, adding it to a small pile of them.
By the time Steve gets around to starting his collection, most of the good ones have been taken.
He finds another one and carries it back.
He has to work double time just to catch up.
His wings spread wide. He trots along with the stone in his mouth.
It's paying off, though. He's building himself quite an attractive little nest.
Another penguin looks over.
Maybe too attractive.
As Steve rushes off for more, the other penguin nears his nest.
Ah, welcome to the neighborhood.
The bird steals a stone.
Thank you.
As the thief waddles a few yards away to add the stone to his own nest, Steve returns. Steve drops a new stone on his collection and heads back off. The thief pads over and snags another of the rocks. He trots back to his own nest to place the stolen item. When Steve returns, he drops a stone and glances around.
Could have sworn I had more. Oh, well.
He trudges away from his pile of rocks, and the thief instantly heads right back over to grab another one. Steve rushes back.
Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Steve turns and steps away. The thief reaches for one of his rocks, and Steve leaps back into view.
Hey!
1, 2, 3.
Steve notices a stone near the nest and moves it over to the others.
5.
His eyes dart around.
What?
He begins to walk away, then stops.
Maybe if I... Oh, he'll just... What if... No. Maybe I could... No.
The thief throws him a look. Steve fiddles with his nest.
How am I supposed to... See all these neighbors and they're gonna come along and steal stuff.
He starts to head away, and a different thieving penguin sneaks over behind him to steal one of his stones. Steve spins and chases him off.
Hey!
You know what? Just stay calm. Don't play their game. Steve's got to finish his nest fast, because out on the sea ice, another several hundred thousand Adelies are headed his way.
A view glides high above another large group of penguins trekking across the frozen tundra as sunlight glints off the icy surface.
A few weeks behind the males, the females are now returning too. Just like the males, they've been out at sea all winter. They are the second wave of the great homecoming.
They march forward, some slipping a little on the ice as they walk.
And when they get to the colony, they're gonna want to see some progress on those nests.
At the colony, many of the males aim their beaks toward the sky and flap their wings. the female penguins draw closer.
Adelie penguins return to the same nest site every year in the hope of finding their same partner. Which means a lot of these guys are singing, "Welcome home, darling."
The female penguins determinedly waddle up a snowy slope toward the singing males.
There's nothing more attractive to the ladies than a good crooner. So Steve lets it rip.
Steve points his beak skyward. He lowers his head.
All right, ladies. Open for business.
He spots a nearby couple swinging their heads.
Oh, look at these two lovebirds. Hitting it off. Good for you.
Oh, here comes one.
Steve lifts his head again and flaps his wings as a female penguin passes by. She stops briefly, then continues on. Steve hangs his head. Another nearby couple does a head-swinging mating dance. Then Steve spots an approaching female.
Is she looking at me? I think she's looking at me. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. She's coming this way.
She pads over to Steve and brushes past him.
Hi there. My name's Steve. And she's walking away.
As she continues off, he lifts his beak up in the singing pose once more, the sun hanging low in the sky in front of him.
Sometimes the most beautiful songs are the sad ones.
He slowly lowers his head.
Looks like this just isn't Steve's year.
Steve rolls his white-rimmed eyes downward. The rocks and boulders near him are filled with the black and white figures of penguins. He turns, spotting something.
Hold on a minute.
A penguin standing nearby gently flaps her wings, then rolls her eyes downward.
Hi, I'm Steve. Steve, meet Adelie.
I can't fight this feeling any longer.
Adelie dips her head and steps over beside him.
What started out as friendship.
She touches his beak with hers, and they begin swaying their heads back and forth.
It's more than just a beautiful courtship ritual. Steve and Adelie will use these initial moments of intimacy to memorize each other's voices. After this, they'll be able to find one another amongst the crowds.
I feel so secure when we're together.
Beaks almost touching, their eyes narrow.
You make everything so clear.
Dancing again, they mirror each other's movements.
I'm keeping you in sight. You're a candle in my window on a cold, dark winter's night.
Beaks pointing up and eyes wide, they sway back and forth, inches apart. Their heads move in opposite directions now, swaying sinuously.
It's time to bring this ship into shore.
Golden sunlight bathes the couple as they move in graceful unison. A view rises up, taking in a rocky hilltop crowded with penguins awash in yellow sunshine. Silhouetted against a fiery, cloud-streaked sky, two penguins dance amid the others in the colony. Now, in bright daylight, Steve totters along past others in his rookery.
Well, well, well. Adulthood seems to be off to a good start. Romance? Courting? He needs to keep the good vibes rolling and do whatever it takes to impress Adeline.
He adds a small stone to the edge of the nest as Adeline perches on it.
It's all about the rock.
She inspects the little rock.
Aww.
Steve pivots and heads off.
Yeah, I should probably give her a few more options to choose from.
Now he pops up into view behind a boulder, a rock clutched in his beak.
Wonder if she thinks I'm attractive.
He starts back.
Collect a few rocks. Stack up a few brownie points. Gonna start a family. I could build a tree fort.
He trots across a snowy area to more boulders.
Man, she smells great, though.
He jumps off one.
I gotta start working out.
Back at the colony.
Here, take a look at this one.
He adds it to the nest.
You like it, or...
She turns away and pokes at a different stone.
Okay, all right. All good. Back to it.
Carefully navigating the rough terrain, he trots off, his eyes scanning the ground as he walks.
Adeline requires the right rocks to provide the perfect protection for any chicks they might have.
As she settles on the stone nest, Steve rushes back up the hill toward her with another rock in his beak. He gently adds it to the pile alongside his mate. She eyeballs the new stone. Now, Steve carries another stone over. He drops it on the edge of the nest, but it rolls away.
He gets an A for effort.
He puts it back, and it rolls away again.
But a D in physics.
Giving up on that one, he moves a different stone closer. From her belly down position on the nest, Adeline watches Steve head back off.
It's okay. Adeline's patient. Steve will get there in the end.
He returns, dropping a stone, which rolls alongside the nest. Adeline adjusts her position. Now, Steve trots downhill past hundreds of penguins.
Steve hasn't left the colony for over a month, so he feels he's long overdue for a little rest and relaxation.
His flipper-like wings angled back, he toddles ever lower. Later, a long line of penguins marches across the pearly white ice. Several jump over a crevice in the surface, then some slide forward on their stomachs while others waddle swiftly along. With mountains looming in the distance, the penguins swarm around an area featuring gaps and channels in the ice where unfrozen water can be seen.
In late spring, the sea ice begins to break apart. It's a perfect opportunity for a refreshing swim. A few hours out in the water does wonders for a penguin. That's all they need before returning to their household duties.
Without hesitation, penguins dash to the edge and dive into the water.
It's like spring break, just colder.
An underwater view shows the penguins rocketing through the water, leaving behind trails of bubbles. They breach the surface, forming graceful arches in the air before splashing back down. Dozens of them crest, vaulting balletically out of the ocean and churning up the water with their nimble movements. These porpoising birds make their way along a river-like channel in the ice. Nearby, Steve trudges along the shore alone.
Finally, some peace and... Whoa! Jeez!
Some penguins pop out of the water beside him. Steve watches some of the other penguins swim, his wings spread wide.
When you spend every waking moment surrounded by thousands of fellow penguins, solitude is a luxury.
He spies a group of penguins swimming along together in a congested pack.
So Steve's looking for a quieter spot, away from the crowd.
Steve slips into the water. He glides below green algae coating the underside of sheets of sea ice. Breaking the surface, he twists his body and splashes around.
He just needs to wash off the dirt and grime from all that hard work.
Steve rotates first one way, then the other.
Then, it's off to enjoy some alone time.
He dives down, a ceiling of algae-cloaked ice looming above him.
Gotta admit, those were some sweet stones I picked out.
He flaps his wings, swimming deeper and deeper. Up on the surface, a long black fin rises into view and mist spouts up. More dark fins and plumes of mist appear. Meanwhile, a group of penguins continues swimming, arching up and down from the water. Nearby, a large creature surfaces briefly.
Killer whales.
Some penguins leap out of the water. Far below, Steve glides along just above the ocean floor.
Riding on icebergs, yeah!
Above, a killer whale bursts to the surface.
200 times bigger than an Adelie. They are Antarctica's top predator.
Penguins jump up onto the ice.
You don't want to take your chances with these guys.
More killer whales surface and more penguins leap to safety, shooting out of the water and landing on their feet. Below, Steve keeps swimming, oblivious to the dangers above.
The killer whales have been waiting for the ice to break up, too. These channels provide the perfect route to their fishing grounds, and no one wants to become a snack along the way.
Additional penguins rocket out of the water and rush off. Meanwhile, Steve's torpedo-shaped little body glides along. One of the killer whales slowly submerges, its tall fins sliding below the surface. Steve heads for a hole in the ice.
Ah, that was awesome.
Hey guys, I had an idea.
He pops out of the water and gazes around.
Guys?
A killer whale can be seen spouting in the distance behind Steve.
Where are they all going?
Steve spots a group of penguins hurrying away. Unseen behind him, a large fin glides past.
Awkward.
One of the killer whales breaches, then drops back down. As the whales continue down the channel, Steve stands alone on the ice.
So peaceful out here. That's why I keep coming back. I wish I could fly.
Now, a view shows the rocky hillside crowded with penguins.
Back at the colony, Adeline has been busy.
Adeline rises up from the nest, revealing a pair of eggs.
Two precious little packages, which Adeline and Steve will have to keep as warm as possible over the next month.
She settles back down on top of them.
Because as spring turns into summer in Antarctica, the winds begin to build.
A whirlwind spins down the hillside, kicking up a vortex of snow. Wind flows down a slope, shifting the loose snow like waves in the ocean.
They're called katabatics, winds drawn by the warmer ocean out of the colder interior. And they can reach 150 miles an hour in an instant.
Powerful gusts create smoke-like tendrils of snow, which flow off the edge of a cliff like a great waterfall. Wind sweeps across the desolate landscape, clouding the view.
It's a hurricane-strength blizzard.
Gusts blow snow horizontally over a rocky outcropping. As the storm looms in the distance, penguins head back to the colony.
Even those used to tough Antarctic conditions know it's bad news to be caught exposed. And the Adelies struggle to return to the colony.
They head back, most of them sliding on their stomachs and pushing with their feet. Elsewhere, Steve walks alone on a windswept plain, the sun touching the horizon behind him.
Separated from the others, Steve quickly becomes disoriented.
He starts off in one direction, then shakes his head.
Out here, there is no shelter from the storm.
Pummeled by snow and wind, he turns and heads the other way. He changes direction again, shaking his head once more. Steve halts and faces the sun. A distant view now shows Steve, dwarfed by his surroundings, trudging through the harsh, lonely landscape.
Even in the colony, everyone has to hunker down.
Winds batter the penguins huddled on the rocky hillside.
Parents must not let their eggs get exposed to the minus 40 degree wind chill.
Penguins lie motionless, their feathers coated with ice and snow. One bird looks around, its cone-shaped face glazed with frost.
The pummeling snow buries all in its path, including Adeline and her eggs.
Adeline is barely visible, nearly buried by an ever-thickening blanket of snow. Meanwhile, Steve trudges onward.
And there's a real possibility that Steve will never see her again.
Seen from a great distance, the tiny figure of Steve slowly waddles across a vast, white field whipped by powerful gusts. At the colony, only the very tip of Adeline's beak is visible in the snow. It slowly slips lower, disappearing completely from sight. Meanwhile, Steve plods onward, only visible as a minuscule black shape inching its way across the endless chalky landscape. Snow fills the view until Steve can no longer be seen. The faint glow of the sun appears.
3 days after they began, the winds subside.
All goes white. A beak pokes up from the snow. Adeline pushes her head up from the drift.
Adeline has survived and remarkably kept her eggs alive.
She peers around, then shakes snow off her head.
But she has no idea where Steve is.
She cranes her neck, then sinks back down wearily. Now, bathed in bright sunlight, Steve trots along near the edge of a tall cliff.
Adeline!
He rushes forward, his wings angled back as he wobbles along.
Adeline!
She lifts her head.
Steve?
Steve!
Steve dashes through a crowd of penguins to his mate. They touch beaks and sway in a familiar dance.
The bond between these two lovebirds grows stronger every day.
Steve and Adeline brush the tips of their wings together as if holding hands. A view soars over a body of water cluttered with ice floes.
The katabatic winds signal the beginning of the very short Antarctic summer. As the sea ice breaks up around the continent, the most productive ocean on the planet emerges from below.
Now, water dotted with small pieces of ice leads the way to a dramatic, snow-covered mountain range. A view circles a wedge-shaped iceberg.
The southern ocean that surrounds Antarctica briefly attracts millions of animals back to feast in its rich waters full of plankton and fish.
A pod of whales surfaces to spout, a colorful rainbow forming in one whale's exhaled mist. Diving back down, a whale's tail curves up gracefully as it slips below the surface. A killer whale comes up for air. Wilson's storm petrel birds drop down from the sky, flapping their dark brown wings as they feed on plankton from the surface of the water. An underwater view shows dozens of penguins swimming together.
It's a rare time of plenty for all. And Steve and the other males are taking full advantage. feeding and fattening up for the coming weeks of summer.
Penguins swim energetically, porpoising by breaching the surface to form graceful arches in the air before splashing back down. Back on the shore.
With the sea ice now gone, it's like a giant pantry full of food right at their doorstep. Just in time for any new hungry mouths that might appear.
Adeline blinks her white-rimmed eyes.
And Adeline has got her timing just right.
She rises up some, revealing one of her eggs has a small hole broken through. Adeline shifts her position and the second egg can be seen. It also has a little opening in it. Through the hole in one of the eggs, the chick's tiny beak can be seen inside, rising up and opening to speak. Adeline shakes her belly feathers. Meanwhile, Steve rushes through a crowd of penguins headed the opposite direction.
Steve's fishing trip with the boys has made him late for the most important event in his life.
Okay, just stay calm. You're gonna be fine. You got the nest built, then the mating thing. Oops, excuse me.
He wends his way around the others. Back at the colony, Adeline looks down to see one chick is almost completely out of its shell. She cradles it between her feet. Steve rushes onward.
Laid the eggs. Eggs are in the nest.
Yep, pardon me.
Picked up the fish for lunch. It's all gonna work out.
He picks up the pace, his stubby legs scurrying.
Maybe Steve's not the most punctual partner. But the belly full of fish he's brought home more than makes up for that.
Back at the nest, a chick feeds from Adeline's open beak.
And it couldn't have come at a better time. Adeline is fast running out of food. It's her turn to go fill up on fish. So they trade places. And Steve nervously steps into the role of father for the first time in his life.
Adeline leaves and Steve steps over to the nest, gently settling down on the still unhatched egg and snuggling up against the newly hatched chick. He leans his beak down toward the trembling chick.
He has no idea what he's doing. But his instinct is telling him to regurgitate his lunch into his kid's mouth. So he does.
The fuzzy little chick feeds from Steve's mouth. Steve lifts his head and his offspring gulps down the food. The new dad gazes around the colony.
Steve and Adeline will now share the chick feeding duties. Compared to everyone else, though, they're still behind. Most of the other families are well on their way.
He spots some chicks that are much larger than his own little bird. Steve gazes down at his chick, and the small creature lifts its head unsteadily. Leaning down and opening his beak, Steve feeds the chick again. Sunlight glints off the water beyond the colony of penguins.
Child rearing is really the only game in town right now, as the parents of many species join the race to raise their families.
A seabird sits alongside chicks.
South polar skuas are attracted by the same exposed rock as the adelies. They also migrate here to have their chicks, taking advantage of the short, bountiful summer.
One of the skua's pale, fuzzy chicks stumbles around the parent bird, squawking.
But when it comes to providing for their chicks, they are two very different species.
A skua spreads its large wings.
Steve's job, as he understands it anyway, is basically barf on the chick, then flatten it into the rocks to keep it warm.
Steve settles down on his nest.
The skuas, however, take things to the extreme.
A skua drops an egg from its beak, then chases it as it rolls down a snowy slope. The seabird reaches the egg, but a penguin tries to chase it away. The skua grabs the egg and flees, then breaks the shell to feed on the contents.
Skuas are penguin predators. They take advantage of distracted parents.
Now, a skua snatches an egg from a penguin's nest and flies off.
But Steve's attention is fully on his family. Especially now that his second chick has hatched out.
Steve cradles both his chicks between his feet as the new one works its way out of the shell. Lifting his head up from his offspring, Steve glances around.
The threat can come at any time, from anywhere.
A skua soars nearby, then drops down to land beside another of the large seabirds perched in the middle of the penguin colony. Two penguins chase one of the skuas away until it flies off. Steve's chicks, now larger, peer out from under their dad's feathery belly.
As the chicks grow, so does the pressure on Steve as a first-time father. He has to feed and fatten them up before winter arrives, forcing the Adelies back out into the open ocean.
He opens his beak and feeds the two young birds.
This is the role he's been preparing for his entire life.
Dramatic cloud formations shaped like concentric arcs fill the sky above the colony as a skua soars above the penguins.
Steve and Adeline only have a small window of time before the sea freezes over and cuts off their route to the ocean.
Steve steps away from the nest and Adeline takes over.
If the chicks are to survive the winter, they must quadruple in size over the next month. So Steve needs to show Adeline he can put food on the table.
He struts off toward the shore.
It's time to beef up those kids.
Steve drops onto his stomach and slides down the slope, body surfing down the snow-covered hill. He hits a bump and catches some air. Leaping off a short bluff, he face plants on the beach. In the water, he and other penguins swim. He springs acrobatically out of the water, but loses his footing. Now he feeds the chicks.
Steve has to work hard for each belly full of fish and krill.
Once again, he slides down the snow-covered hill on his belly.
Each mealtime can involve a 100-mile round trip.
Once again, he face plants on the beach, then swims with the others. Heading back, he loses his footing. Steve feeds his chicks and heads off down the hill again. He face plants, swims, pops out of the water, and back at the colony, feeds his chicks.
Steve can't do it alone, though. Both parents have to work round the clock to keep their chicks fed.
Seen in Fast Forward, penguins in the colony zip back and forth, fetching food and bringing it back. Now, he leaps into the water without face planting on the beach. Steve and Adeline swim together, then pop out of the water and stroll up the hill to feed their chicks. A penguin tumbles into the water. The path between the colony and the shore bustles with activity like a busy road at rush hour, as all the penguins rush back and forth to feed their offspring. Now, Steve wends his way past some of the rookery's chicks, who are now almost as tall as he is and sport thick, brown-colored down coats.
A month into his new life as a father, and Steve has made this trip up the hill to feed his chicks countless times.
Steve's two plump chicks rush over to him.
By now, they spend most of their time unattended. Steve will only pay them a visit every couple of days. So their brief meetups can get pretty lively.
They crowd him, each trying to get fed.
Come and get it.
Steve backs away.
Come and get it, come and get it, come and get it. Whoa, whoa.
He trips.
Okay, let's take turns, huh?
Other chicks waddle over.
Mealtimes are hard enough as it is without the neighbor's kids coming around looking for handouts.
Steve flees.
So Steve cleverly starts up a game of follow the food.
His two chicks stay on his tail.
Which is also a great way to separate his chicks from the others.
Steve darts through the colony, his chicks right behind him.
When did they get so fast? All right, what do you say we take a little break, yeah?
They keep charging at him.
I'm serious. Stop this. Quick, turn left.
He turns right. The chicks stay with him.
Oh, come on.
Steve races past other chicks and adult penguins as his two offspring chase him.
Excuse me. Excuse me, help! Help!
The two chicks' teardrop-shaped little bodies wobble as they pursue their dad.
All right, this has got to end. Engage power thrusters.
He manages to lose one of his chicks, but the other continues chasing him.
Adeline, little help! Adeline!
The remaining chick tumbles down, then rushes over to cuddle with Adeline. Now, an aerial view glides toward the colony.
It's high summer, and the colony is bathed in 24-hour daylight. Though the temperature is hovering around freezing, by Antarctic standards, it's actually pretty warm. Especially for chicks covered in down.
A chick lies face down with its beak open. Another looks upward and breathes heavily as if panting. A third chick lies on its side, flapping both fuzzy wings back and forth.
With most of the adults away out at sea, the chicks crowd close together in creches for protection, as the skuas are a constant threat.
A skua drops down by a creche of chicks. Another hovers just above the young birds.
They hunt in pairs, looking for the weakest and smallest.
One of these birds of prey paces alongside a group of the fuzzy chicks, then lifts its head and opens its hooked beak. The penguin chicks huddle together as a skua steps closer to them.
The older chicks are more likely to be part of a creche at this point, which offers some strength in numbers.
A seabird pecks at a prone chick.
But the younger chicks are more vulnerable.
A skua lunges threateningly toward a group of eight young chicks.
And Steve and Adeline's are some of the youngest around.
Steve and Adeline's chicks walk together. A skua strides over to them, lashing out and getting a beak full of down. The chicks flee, but the bird of prey rises off the ground and heads after one of them. It dives down, grabbing the chick on the back with its beak. Steve rushes over.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Hey!
The chick pulls free of the seabird and tries to get away as his father draws close.
Hey! Get away from my kids!
Steve rushes the bird, driving it off as his chick takes cover behind him.
Get out of here! Go eat your own kids!
He chases another skua away, then pivots to face his two chicks.
Ah, geez, they just want food again.
Steve turns, tripping. He scampers away from his hungry chicks, who chase him up a slope. Now on higher ground, Steve slows to a stop and turns to his two offspring.
All right. Okay, all right. You want some barf? Here's some barf. There you go. Got some nice barf for you. Oh, you can eat barf. Work for it, boys. It's good, right? It's good barf.
He strides away and one of the boy chicks projectile vomits. The chick shakes his head, spraying barf everywhere. Steve glances back at the scene.
Oh, goodness. Adeline, one of the chicks needs you.
He slips away.
I'm just gonna go pick up some fish for the kids.
I'm trying to do your best. I don't know. Maybe I'm not picking the right fish. They never barf up Adeline's barf.
Steve trudges through an area filled with large sleeping creatures. One of the resting seals twitches as Steve slips past.
What is that smell?
Two other seals shoot liquid out of their nostrils.
Oh, no.
The lounging creatures are molting, their old skin and fur partially peeled off from their pudgy bodies.
Steve's accidentally wandered into the elephant seal district.
Steve pads between the large beasts.
And it's mating season. for the largest and stinkiest seal in the world.
Male elephant seals lift their prominent snouts high as they vocalize.
It's definitely not the kind of courtship Steve's familiar with.
Steve steps carefully past the huge marine mammals.
Everyone here is looking for a mate.
A female seal lifts her head and eyeballs Steve. Steve turns to see the female clumsily wriggling toward him.
No. No, no, no. Nope.
He runs away from the massive seal as she belly flops her way forward.
Nope, 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 nope.
She gives up, her dark eyes wide as she watches him dash off. With a yawn, the female seal lays her head down. Now Steve steps to the edge of the water.
All right, what were they supposed to be doing? Fish, chicks, parenting. Right, back to it.
He jumps in.
As summer draws to an end, Steve and Adeline spend more and more time away on fishing runs to bulk up their chicks for the coming winter departure. The young ones are left on their own, which is just as well because they're beginning to molt their downy brown baby feathers, leaving them itchy and cranky. For some, it's also an opportunity to try out some fresh looks.
One chick only has a thin strip of down left on its head, which looks like a mohawk haircut. Another only has down left below the neck, so it appears to be wearing a brown fur coat. Still another looks like it's sporting a mullet. As all the chicks molt, revealing the adult black and white feathers underneath, random patches of down left behind give each one a unique, bizarre look. One seems to have a pompadour, one a flat top haircut, and another looks like it's wearing a fuzzy cape. A chick flaps its wings to loosen the feathers. Bits of down fill the air around the colony.
Losing your cold weather feathers in Antarctica is always a gamble, though. By fall, the weather once again becomes the dominant force.
Mist drifts between craggy mountain peaks. Snowflakes gently float down, some of them landing on one of the molting chicks in the colony, who stares upward with wide eyes. A chick whose remaining down looks like a fade haircut peers around curiously at the snow flurry. Other chicks nip at the snow, tasting it.
Snowflakes are a totally new experience for these chicks.
A molting chick who looks like they're wearing a King Louis XIV wig tracks a falling snowflake, then eats it.
They are blissfully unaware of the danger this shift in the weather brings with it.
Snowflakes speckle the mutton chop-shaped down on another chick's face. Seen from behind, two adult penguins stand side by side.
It's a change that leaves Steve and Adeline anxious.
The couple peers around at the falling snow, some of it accumulating on their heads and backs. Steve turns from the sea to look back toward the colony as the storm intensifies. Snow and ice build up on chicks while they hunker down.
This late in the season, the chicks have grown so big, their parents can no longer protect them from the elements.
A chick huddled alongside others trembles, its feathers caked with thick clumps of snow.
Adeline knows that soon they will have to fend for themselves.
Adeline scrutinizes her two snow-encrusted boys. Elsewhere, a lone penguin slogs through the storm.
Abandoning his family is the last thing Steve wants to do right now. But he has no choice. The chicks have to eat.
A gust of wind knocks Steve down, but he rises and continues steadfastly on.
As bad as things are here on land, the greatest danger is still approaching.
A view glides over water dotted with chunks of ice.
Winter is knocking on their door. And far out at sea, the ocean is starting to freeze over again.
To one side, everything is white. To the other, dark seawater is still partly visible.
This is the change that Steve and Adeline have been preparing their chicks for the entire time.
An iceberg juts up from the gradually freezing sea.
Soon, the continent of Antarctica will be completely surrounded by solid ice, cutting off the Adelies' access to open water, and therefore to their food.
In bright sunlight, penguin shadows can be seen moving across the snow.
So the whole colony is moving down to the shore to make final preparations before their departure.
Hundreds of penguins make their way along a snow-covered slope and then climb down a rocky hill. With snow-dusted mountains in the distance, they waddle along, swaying from side to side as they walk. After splashing through a shallow tide pool, they gather on the rocky shore, peering out toward crashing waves.
First item on the list, they must introduce their chicks to the sea.
Mist and spray from the surf wafts over the colony.
For their entire short lives, they've been confined to the patch of bare rock where their parents built their nests. So they've never experienced water before. And yet, in no time at all, they have to ready themselves for the biggest journey of their lives. Swimming out on the open sea. What they need is a strong, reliable adult to show them how it's done.
Steve steps forward.
Oh, pardon me. Excuse me. Relax, Adeline. I got this.
Oh.
Adeline shoots him a look as he heads for the water.
Watch and learn, kids.
Steve plunges into the foamy surf as behind him a cluster of molting chicks are pushed back by a wave. Other penguins near the shore struggle against the force of the wave. A large wave crashes, sending a fountain of spray up.
Come on, it's perfectly safe.
Steve floats by in the distance, standing on an ice floe. Back in the shallow water, a chick stumbles around excitedly.
I'm thinking there should probably be a lifeguard on duty.
He disappears behind a spray of water.
Always remember, whenever you're on the water, the key is to stay calm and don't panic. Got it?
Steve makes his way across a floating slab of ice as it rocks up and down in the violent surf.
Look, kids, it's fun, I promise.
Woo-hoo!
Oh!
He ends up in the water.
I don't need help.
Help!
He disappears from view in the turbulent surf. Steve's two chicks watch from the shore, their brown eyes wide. Steve reappears, swimming toward them.
It's not that cold once you're in.
He pulls himself out of the water and onto a boulder-filled beach.
Oh, yeah.
Steve stumbles on the slick stones. He slips on a rock. A wave smashes into him.
You see? You just keep your cool, don't panic, and everything's fine. Great job, kids. Great lesson. Great lesson.
He shakes water from his head.
Kids?
Now, an underwater view glides below an irregular ceiling of drift ice.
The time for swimming lessons is over. Now, there are more immediate concerns. The wind has pushed the drift ice into the shore and sealed in the entire coastline. It can happen in a matter of hours. It's even caught the adults by surprise. Many of them have gotten trapped in the ice floes while fishing.
A group of penguins clusters together out on the floes,
including Adeline.
Adeline stands alone amid chunks of ice, the only other signs of life, some perched seabirds and one flying overhead. Elsewhere, Steve stumbles.
This leaves Steve solely responsible for the chick's safe departure from the colony.
He carefully makes his way over the rough, uneven, icy terrain.
And as if the task weren't difficult enough, the mass of shifting ice has cut off access to the ocean.
A group of penguin chicks splash into the ice-filled water.
This is yet another new environment the chicks have to contend with. And while they are busy learning to swim through it, they have no idea of the danger lurking beneath.
An underwater view peers up at the splashing young birds. A large silvery face rears up from the water.
Leopard seals.
The seal submerges again, its thick body sliding smoothly back under the surface.
The broken ice has created the perfect habitat for this ambush hunter.
The seal rises up right beside a penguin who stumbles away, tripping on the uneven ice.
If the chicks can make it out to sea, they'll be safe. In open water, leopard seals have nowhere to hide.
First one, then another leopard seal rears up from the water near some penguins. Then they both slip out of sight under the surface again.
The bigger pieces of ice provide the chicks with some protection.
Penguins perch on some of the thicker chunks of ice. Below, a seal slithers through the water, then surfaces alongside a floe crowded with penguins.
Finding a chunk with any space left on it is the hard part.
The seal slides back into the water, then lunges up onto another chunk of ice, and the birds on top scramble desperately away. One penguin leaps past another, who struggles to pull itself from the water. A seal swims swiftly by under the ice.
The seals are attracted to any nervous thrashing around in the water. So any baby penguin who starts panicking makes itself a prime target.
As one seal submerges, another lifts its snake-like head out of the water and bares a set of sharp teeth. A penguin tries to swim away, but the seal rises up below it and they both disappear below the surface.
A couple of seals can kill nearly 100 penguins in a day.
Another seal attacks, dragging a penguin under the water. Ambushing another bird, a leopard seal pulls its flailing victim below. Gripping a penguin in powerful jaws, a seal carries its prey into the depths, a trail of bubbles rising up from them. Steve gazes around, his eyes narrowing slightly.
Steve knows this is do or die for the chicks.
Elsewhere, Adeline cranes her neck.
Adeline's made it across the pack ice to the open water. Steve needs to get the chicks out there to safety.
He leans down toward one of his chicks.
It's okay, kids. I've dealt with leopard seals before. Just pay close attention and follow my lead.
The chick turns, a mohawk-like tuft of down still on his head. Adeline cranes her neck again, watching from a distance as Steve pads slowly forward.
Remember, stay calm and don't panic.
The two chicks, one with a mohawk and one now free of down, peer at their dad as he continues on, hopping over an obstacle. A leopard seal watches Steve also, then submerges, leaving only its nose above water. Steve stumbles, sliding forward through slush on his belly. The seal stalking him nears. Steve hops from one small slab of ice to another, but slips and slides into the water. The seal rises up right beside the struggling penguin. Steve scrambles away, his flippers and legs flailing wildly as he skitters across the top of the icy water. He makes it to a solid area and rises up. The leopard seal turns, heading back toward the chicks. Steve rushes over to his mate.
Steve makes it out to Adeline.
Adeline spreads her wings as if signaling her offspring.
Now their chicks must attempt the crossing on their own.
Both the mohawked and the down-free chick peer across the expanse at their waiting parents.
If they can make it out to their parents, they'll have access to the open sea.
The mohawk chick jumps into the icy water.
It's the greatest test they've ever faced.
Both siblings work their way forward.
The best they can do is follow their father's example.
A large, dark shape moves in the water nearby. The boys struggle through the ice, side by side. The seal rises directly behind them, and the chicks scurry up onto thicker ice. Dropping back underwater as it stalks them, the seal then rises up behind the one with the mohawk. The creature lunges, its teeth inches from the fleeing bird, who clambers over a thick chunk of ice. The seal retreats, and the mohawked boy continues onward.
One of the chicks makes it safely to firmer ice.
The seal swims back to the other chick.
The other one, however, is not so lucky.
The down-free chick tumbles into the water as the seal chases it. The chick pinwheels its wings, pulling itself frantically over the ice. Eyes wide, the young penguin labors to move forward. The seal dips down under the surface, then rises up below the struggling bird. It nudges the chick with its large mouth. As he's pulled down, the chick thrashes. From a distance, the two parents watch helplessly, Adeline's wings trembling. Underwater, the seal grips the chick with its mouth.
His only hope is to play dead. If he remains perfectly still, the leopard seal may lose interest.
The seal lets go, and the limp penguin floats to the surface. The leopard seal swims up beside the chick and prods him. Opening its jaws, the seal snaps tentatively at the penguin, who continues to play dead except for a slight flapping of his wings. Nearby, Steve peers down worriedly toward the water. Under the surface, the seal drags the chick down deeper by 1 foot, then lets go of him and turns away. His little head now above the surface, the chick peers around. He hops out of the water and scampers off.
It worked.
He joins his mohawked brother on a large chunk of ice, clear blue water flowing in the distance behind them.
With the open water in sight, the chicks are now out of danger.
A view sails along above coastline waters adorned with sparse patches of ice, tall snow-capped mountains piercing the clear skies beyond.
They've grown up fast, and there's nothing more their parents can do for them.
The two sibling chicks swim off together. Now they join other penguins, breaching the surface to form graceful arches in the air before splashing back down.
They'll now head north, along with all the other Adelies, into the open ocean, where they're happiest and safest.
The porpoising birds playfully splash along,
leaving the trials of land and ice behind. Until spring returns again.
A craggy mountain range draped in brilliant white snow fills the view. Steve and Adeline dive into the water.
Over the coming weeks, Steve and Adeline will continue to push north as well.
They swim below the surface near each other.
But ultimately, they too will go their separate ways. They'll face the next 6 months on their own in the Southern Ocean. If all goes well, they'll see each other again next spring.
Now, Steve swims alone, his torpedo-shaped body leaving a sparkling trail of bubbles behind. Later on the shore, he hops from one dove-white chunk of ice to another, the golden sun hanging low in the sky behind him.
Steve did a pretty good job for a first-time father.
Stopping, Steve turns toward the sun.
He found a great partner. He made her a beautiful nest. They raised two healthy chicks together. Who knows? With a little luck, he could pull it off again next year.
Steve belly flops into the water.
Many penguins won't survive to see another spring. The Antarctic winter is the harshest on our planet. To make it through, you need stamina, grit, determination, and a little bit of whatever Steve's got. I don't know
where I'm going. The Aurora Australis flashes across the night sky, producing shifting green ribbons of light and glowing emerald curtains. Hanging on the promises and songs of yesterday. Strong winds blow snow across a barren, icy landscape. I know what it means. sunlight glints off a vast expanse of ice interrupted by distant icebergs. Steve trots along, his head held high and his wings angled back as he confidently waddles. Heading toward the sun, he crosses the frozen tundra, his little tail occasionally brushing against the ground behind him. Now he toddles up the familiar snow-covered slope leading to the rocky hills of the colony. Other penguins are visible in the distance up on the hills. Now silhouetted against a fiery cloud-streaked sky, Steve and Adeline are reunited. They dance together briefly, lifting their beaks and flapping their wings, then walk off side by side. Fade to black. As credits appear, behind-the-scenes footage plays. A cameraman films Steve as he waddles.
Like this? You want me to walk like this? Does this look good?
Another camera operator aims at the stone nest. Huh. Steve trips.
You didn't get the slip, did you?
Why do you guys get jackets? It's freezing! Wardrobe!
I guess this solves the mystery of why our kit is covered in penguin poo.
A curious chick squirts poo while investigating a backpack.
Somebody say action. Ah, forget it. Here we go. Boom!
Steve dives.
Perfect 10.
A member of the crew turns.
Which way was the penguin colony again?
With a camera aimed his way, Steve adds to the nest.
Oh, man, I messed it up. That was my bad. Let's do it again. Do it again!
He launches himself out of the water.
That's the best you're gonna get, guys.
Steve hiccups. He adds to the nest.
All right, and here we go. You're not even pointing the camera at me. We're done. I think we're done. Putting this down right here. All right, heading home. Good night, Sophie. Great day. Whew. Oh, I can't wait to get back to the hotel in my hot tub.
A helicopter zips across the sky. With bare feet dangling, a crew person rides on the roof of a tractor as it rolls over the tundra. An icebreaker research vessel slices its way through the ice. Now, strong gusts batter a crew person.
Absolutely no visibility.
Others struggle to remain standing in the punishing winds. A small yellow tent is buffeted by the harsh winds as inside a member of the crew gazes nervously around. Now men geared up in dry suits, diving hoods, masks, and gloves slip below the surface with underwater camera equipment. A diver films a penguin rocketing upward. Above, another cameraman films a passing penguin who stops to stare in the lens. By the lounging elephant seals, a crewman waves a hand in front of his nose.
Oh, the stench.
The amorous female seal watches Steve pass. A helicopter releases a supply cable and rises up, then a crew member peers through a viewfinder. Underwater, a cameraman swims by. Unseen behind him, a leopard seal appears. The camera operator peers around, then turns, but the seal again shows up behind him. Now, a crew person swings a camera mounted on the end of a long boom, lowering it into the water. A killer whale surfaces right beside the camera. An inquisitive penguin stands before a man kneeling by a bunch of camera equipment. Losing interest, the penguin heads off, slipping on the ice repeatedly as it trudges away. A view soars between two glistening walls of ice. On board a helicopter, crew members gaze out at the stunning scenery. A camera rig hanging from a long horizontal cable slides just above the snow-covered slope toward the sea as penguins trot along near it. A male elephant seal roars at a person. Indoors, a member of the crew slides on a large rubber penguin mask.
I'm gonna be hiding in the colony like this.
A camera operator paces a penguin as he films it. Then the rig suspended from a wire zips along beside the birds porpoising in the water. A penguin pops out of the water right beside one of the divers, who points at it and smiles affectionately. Other members of the crew trudge along under a fiery sky streaked with clouds, one man wearing a stabilizing camera rig used for shooting the penguins from low angles. In bright sunshine, a rushing penguin knocks over the camera, shifting the view to point upward. More penguins step on the camera lens as they hurry about their business. Fade to black. More credits roll. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures. Voice by Darren Revitz. Towering icy cliffs with peaks like pointed turrets sits in water with a night sky with aurora above. Green letters appear, Disney Nature.